Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. And yes, indeed, thank the Most High that we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, NMEI of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity. This very precious opportunity. The Most High has granted, yes, indeed, the Most High has granted, again, for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that unto His cause, I have some very important things for Him. Yes, some very important things for Him that I must do. And unto this cause, I thank the Most High, yes, indeed, unto this cause, I thank the Most High. For every ear that He brings near. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for all those who the Most High calls, who would listen. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, has He told me. That unto His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, yes, in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection, yes, His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, indeed, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, and I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. But the Most High has declared His word is unlike, my brothers and sisters, so much that seems wise before men or unto men. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, many other ways are seen right unto men when, let's just say, the fullness of divine righteousness is not given consideration. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that unlike the words of men, knowing that the Most High will be true to all that He has spoken, even if a whole world be deceived, you must discern that the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, will surely bring to bear all that which He has spoken. It shall not return to Him void. His thoughts, my brothers and sisters, are not like unto the thoughts of men. Therefore, blessed are they who will understand that what the Most High declared from the beginning is indeed eternal. In synchronicity, coincided in that which the Most High declared from the beginning. That was the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal. That word, that premise, that path, that understanding, that righteousness alone, my brothers and sisters, is life. For as I said to you before, many other ways it seem right unto men, especially my brothers and sisters, when so much of what the Most High declared is this precise and sure word. Foundation and expectations is not given consideration. For all my brothers and sisters, that will not be true to divine order. I say whatever it is, that will not be made conform to confirm what the Most High declared as order from the beginning. My brothers and sisters shall perish. Blessed therefore are they. Blessed therefore, my brothers and sisters, are they. Who discerning the plan the Most High has foretold to His elect. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, are they among the elect who have been found faithful to the promise the Most High has declared from the very beginning. Even the promise, my brothers and sisters, concerning Him whom the Most High said He would send for the express purpose of assuring that a world should be judged according to divine righteousness. I didn't say according to the variant misconceits of a reprobate or let's just say undisciplined mind. But then all my brothers and sisters shall surely be judged. In fact, I'll show you some scripture a little bit later. It relates to Messiah. Most High shall surely pour his spirit upon him. That all shall be judged according to what is seen as wise before Yah. Even unto performing all, bringing to bear and revealing all that is divine pleasure. So I can say this to you, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall. Rare. I said very rare, my brothers and sisters, in a world divided by so many variant contentions and misallegiances. Rare the souls, my brothers and sisters, who seek a sense of real reputation. Not according to what seems wise after the varying misallegiances, political, social, and pseudo-religious among men, but who will seek indeed, my brothers and sisters, what praises and gives all honor and esteem unto Yah. Rare the souls, however, my brothers and sisters, who realize the need to seek Yah beyond their own understanding. Rare the souls, my brothers and sisters, who have discerned what it means to believe and seek Yah. Rare the souls that have understood what it means when you have the written word to seek it by faith. For my brothers and sisters, a multitude of variant ideologies that men have wrought, denominations and variant doctrines that men have wrought, 45,000 denominations in the world claiming to read the same book, but with differing interpretations. My brothers and sisters, that is not the result of the gift of the Spirit. None such thinking as this, my brothers and sisters, is the result of man giving all due praise and honor unto Yah. Few are they who understand, my brothers and sisters, that all prophecy from the beginning has related that Messiah would come and surely reprove all the standards of men. In fact, that's why he comes, that men discern precisely what is the will of Yah, that his people be made steadfast beyond all instability. Therefore, discerning the Messiah comes to reprove all the varying standards of men. And we talked about this on last evening. So much prophecy relates again and again, my brothers and sisters. I said so much prophecy relates again and again. The Messiah comes at a time when the whole world has fallen into an immense and intense spiritual depravity. People refusing to discern it have actually, my brothers and sisters, employed those who fatally flatter, whose avocation, whose service they perform is not unto the salvation of man, but compelling men, my brothers and sisters, who might otherwise be curious, driven, faithful to seek beyond men, to trust in the varying standards that men seek after to be comforted so often within the constraints of their own personal comfort zones. Far from my brothers and sisters the truth, and so often after generation after generation, though they call upon the name of the Most High, being fatally flattered. Scripture says the people, my brothers and sisters, hey, the book of Jeremiah talks about how the priests rule by their own means. Micah said they preach for hire, and the people love to have it so. What will Most High have to do, my brothers and sisters, that he bring this astonishing and horrible thing to an end? Well, the prophecies declare what the Most High has decreed. To humble all mankind. I said to humble all mankind. Every man beyond his carnality. Every man beyond his selfish designs. Every man beyond the varying constraints and predispositions wrought of a social status quo, pseudo-religious status quo, that my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, has not honored Yah as he is. I know there are many who say the Most High knows my heart, my brothers and sisters, but so many ways has it been that men's entire sense of orientation has not been from above, but according to what they see. But I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is going to have to change what you see. He's going to have to break and destroy so many of these constraints that have caused men not to discern true reverence for His will. Scripture says He's going to have to overthrow all these faulty foundations that men learn what it is to rely and seek upon Him. Very precious words, my brothers and sisters, to be spoken tonight, but they are only for the most diligent, humble, and faithfully reverent soul. Blessed are they who are discerned, my brothers and sisters, that there is only one comfort. In Isaiah 40, the chapter, when it says, comfort ye, O my people, is the same thing as the Most High declaring to His people that they all must reason together. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all must reason together according to the true sword of the living word. In fact, the scriptures tell us, if we read Isaiah 40 to 41, the comforting of mankind beyond its warfare and contentions, beyond all the misconceits of the flesh, will come when Messiah comes to reprove all your kings, all your leaders, all your pastors, all your priests, all your rabbis who have compelled men to think that in some way that they were somehow pleasing in the Most High, everyone walking after the evil of his own. Degenerate ways? Please, my brothers and sisters, examine Isaiah 40 through 41 through 42, 43 very closely. The book of Malachi says Messiah must restore righteousness as of old in former years. The same scripture when it says he'll purify the sons of Levi, it really means that the order of the tribe, not just the tribe, but the priest, the Levitical priesthood, he will purge out every false voice. All who have taught foreign standards, all who have done less than laid the true law of the Most High upon the minds and hearts, you will humiliate, in fact, all those, my brothers and sisters, who will not teach the fullness of divine law upon the mind and heart. In fact, the scripture says he will destroy out of the temple all those who have caused then, my brothers and sisters, men to fall short of a covenant. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he must do this, that every faulty foundation be no more, and that he establish indeed true righteousness. Who then, my brothers and sisters, among men should discern the elect one? He's to talk about that. Scriptures that are mentioned in, for instance, Yohanan, John 12:34. Words that are written, my brothers and sisters, discern where that word came from. I said to discern where that word came from. In the book of Enoch, particularly, I said, say the 61st chapter of the book of Enoch. We'll come back to that in a moment. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High must humble every errant predisposition of man. Let me and my brothers and sisters discern again the way of life. For men must be born again beyond all the predispositions this world conditions the mind to walk after the flesh. I said transcended, my brothers and sisters, every errant path that was already established before any of us were born. We must conquer them all. Blessed are they who will discern then what it means to hear Yah and not to lean to one's own understanding. Blessed are they who will discern what it means to believe and seek Yah Himself beyond all the ways of those who would compel men to do evil. Blessed are they who will discern what it means to have the law of the Most High and to seek it by faith, knowing that there's an absolution that must be attained. That our people all be one. That we discern that not all have discerned the preaching or heard and believed to preach what indeed is the gospel of the kingdom of Yah beyond all the varying kingdoms of this world. Blessed they will discern then what it means that faith has come by hearing a word directly from Yah. Discretion beyond men. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, I dare to tell you that no man sees beyond himself, but that he hears from the Most High Himself. For man, my brothers and sisters, hearing the words even from Messiah himself, we read the scriptures closely, we find that what Messiah said in the book of Yohanan, John, what we find in Romans in the 10th chapter, relates, lest we hear from the Most High, we do not discern, my brothers and sisters, the preeminence, the implications, the line upon line, precept upon precept, my brothers and sisters, massive, deep precepts contained in the word of the Most High. Yah himself must open the eyes. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, all things of the Most High in context of all that he has said from the beginning is eternal. If we perceive these words, my brothers and sisters, according to any other foundation or agenda, we radically miss the point. So blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will overcome every vestige of worldly carnality. Blessed are they will see the vision the Most High himself has decreed. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will see beyond every errant illusion. That they may see indeed, my brothers and sisters, what is the vision of the Most High. That they be called the friends of Yah. Woe to the soul who would seek to take the words of the Most High and bring them down to his own level, his own so-called comfort zone, seeking to be esteemed after such. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, misleading the brethren, we are told, we are commanded, according to what is called the Shema. Messiah calls it the utmost command of all. We must love and therefore seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Having no other God, no other standard, no other premise, no other agenda. Certainly not being double-minded, my brothers and sisters, after the ideals of another. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, this we must do if we genuinely seek to show love to our brothers. This we must do, my brothers and sisters, that the children of men shall discern indeed what is the will of the One Most High, none being blinded by any obstacle. This, my brothers and sisters, we must do if we are to love one another. This monumental pursuit of discretion, seeking the pure, perfect, and precise will of Yah, we must do if we are to say that truly we love one another. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who will understand this. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, that will seek the Most High, even to prepare for him who searches, the scripture says, searches the reins, the thoughts, the intents, the motives of every heart. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, it will be discerned whether or not we seek the Most High for the fullness of his will. For not to seek the Most High for the fullness of his will is not to seek the Most High for the fullness that is his oneness. It is to defy the first command that Yah is one. Yah must seek him unto all his pure and perfect will, the oneness that offers but one choice. We must overcome then, my brothers and sisters, wherever it is men have dared to want to believe they were so favored that the Most High has forgotten his promise. Believe men believing they're so favored that it doesn't make a difference whether they obey the Most High or not. Hey, even many considering that there's no need to keep the commands of the Most High. Let me tell you something, the commands of the Most High is not just any single command. It is all of them. And all of them discerned as he would give instruction. Because another word for command is instruction. Let us not be beguiled to believe that the mass of differing ideals that exist in this world are the result of being led by him. Most High is not the author of this confusion. And none of this contention, debate, doubt we see in the world, my brothers and sisters, is Yah to be blamed for. It is man who so often being offered opportunity to see the truth and sought to twist the words down to a level at which carnal mind is pleased. Enmity against the law, the absolution of Yah, has been, my brothers and sisters, a spawning ground for so much damnation. The scriptures tell us in Romans 8 that if we walk according to the flesh, whatever misguides and beguiles the heart of men. Our brothers and sisters, the scripture says, we will die, but if we subdue the flesh after the spirit, we shall live. Look, Colossians warns that the various constraints of the nations can cause men to be doomed as though living in the world. We are warned not to allow anything after the status quo to become, let's just say, a false leader. That men worship their ministers rather than seeking Yah for all things. Oh, they put down that word angel, but that word there means ministers. Beware lest any man beguile to worship ministers. Even the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this for my judge, he says. It's ultimately he was saying we would be judged by Messiah himself. We said, Messiah, he said, you belong to Messiah, but Messiah belongs to Yah. He said, I know nothing in which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. For my judge, he said, is him who will bring all things to consideration. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. We were warned, you shall not, I said, you shall not take the name of the Most High in vain. You shall not swear by his name, not seeking all his will, but not to seek all that is the will of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is to establish divisions against divine vision. And so often, my brothers and sisters, the men have failed to give consideration. Scriptures like those in Isaiah 57, saying the Messiah himself will rebuke those who have mocked against his will because they have praised the variant illusions of their kings. Scripture tells us in Isaiah 57:10, the people have become weak in the multitude of their corrupt ways, speaking to his own people. Do we dare say, my brothers and sisters, or do we dare miss the point? And saying, as those did 2,000 years ago, and the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, zealots, the saints, scattered after the various provocations of the nations, that because they merely called upon the name of the Most High, called themselves by or after the name of the Most High, said they called themselves. Dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that's been sufficient for all men to be true unto the will of one? Our brothers and sisters, we are told we should not swear by or call upon the name of the Most High, or take upon ourselves, or associate ourselves upon the name of the Most High. Certainly not after any man's vanities. Certainly not after the thoughts of man's own heart. Meaning we must be inspired. Meaning we must hear from him. Faith is to make a people faithful as one unto Yah. It means we must hear from him. But my brothers and sisters, scripture never said that if we were double-minded, preferring the variant provocations of the nations. I'm talking about the book of Jacob, they call it James. He said, we're scattered among the provocations of the nations. We should not remain so double-minded as to call ourselves after a multitude of variant allegiances wise. We must seek the Most High. And if we're not satisfied, or let's just say, my brothers and sisters, there's two ways to phrase that. If we are satisfied with all this double-mindedness, he said, let us not think we receive anything from Yah. Messiah said, anyone who is pleased with this variant worldliness, he said he makes no request for. So we're not satisfied. And some of my brothers and sisters have heard that Yah said that he is one, but they're not satisfied with the idea of what the Most High has called peace. And they seek that men be pleasing for the Most High after a multitude of differences, complicit after a multitude of differences, lies that can never fully appease the Most High. And they say it's tolerance, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says of Messiah himself, because you love righteousness and hated iniquity, I've given you the oil of gladness greater than all your fellows. Brothers and sisters, shall men prefer unrighteousness and expect not to be damned? It's time we wake up, because men have been made weak in the multitude of their corrupt ways, but have not said they would cease. Have not realized the need to cease, it says in Isaiah 57:10, if you understand the point. Men have wasted away, become all the more depraved in the guilt of their own hands, and did not even make prayer for supplication, for atonement, that men's conscience be raised again to that which the Most High is pleased. In 11th verse, Messiah said, and of whom have you been in dread and fear that you lied against me, that you compromised my word, and have not remembered me? He is his word. He is his conscience. A man is his message, and his message is his soul. Until his concept of truth finds wisdom, he falls short of the goal. Please check out on my website. There's an article there. Bit of psaltery on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Addiction. My brothers and sisters, it contains much in the way of what is monotheist thought that men discern. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what should be the expectation according to the promise the Most High has given. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the expectation of us all, the desire of us all. But how many of my brothers and sisters are prepared to understand and be made true to what all the Most High himself has planned? Especially since we live in a world that the scriptures tell us in advance that leaders would never tell this plan, for the plan of the Most High, that his name be exalted above all else, is that he would expose all the rulers of the earth, all your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, elders, all of them falling short of the glory. Every single one of them, none that does righteous, none that does righteous, none that does good, no, not one. For Most High has to send Messiah to show again righteousness, and blessed are they who will seek him. And in the day he appears will be found glad. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, the Messiah will come forth, it says in the 11th verse of Isaiah 57. He will ask, of whom have you been in dread and fear that you lied against him? Not remembering him, or laid fully his law. I said his law as he would reveal it in all things to your heart. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that his law is not according to the varying standards of men. He says, behold, look up, he will say in that day. I'm the Holy One of old. One even announces what is holiness as of old. And you did not revere me. He says, in that day, he said, I will declare my righteousness, and your work shall not profit you. When you cry, if you look to them who gather you to deliver, you know that the wind or his testimony, the spirit of his word, shall carry them all away, and the whirlwind shall take them. But those who put their trust in him, his word, his instruction, his command, shall inherit the land and possess my holy mountain. And in that day, my brothers and sisters, the faithful shall say, clear ye up, prepare the way. Take up the stumbling blocks out of the path of my people. Oh, my brothers and sisters, so many of us just simply don't seem to get it. For many times, across many generations, whenever the Most High would offer proof, or just say would offer reproof unto an atonement, men have chosen to rely upon their varying camps. Many have taken the blessing the Most High would grant, men learn repentance and atonement. They learn the way of peace and seek, they would seek to show man and bring man to the higher word and all of his massively powerful implications. Our brothers and sisters, so many times the Most High sought to give man that gift. They sought to bring it down to their own comfort level of being deceived. Messiah said it well. I said, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said it well. He said, beware if any man deceive you. False messiahs. How about false anointed? How about those whose anointed will not seek to teach you all things, not bring all things to remembrance, and not prepare you for the things that are to come? He said, beware if any man deceive you. He said, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come, meaning he gave his very life that men have an opportunity to discern the greater truths. Woe then, my brothers and sisters, are those who will deceive their brethren and not to seek the fullness contained in the law and the prophets. For all who would do so, the scripture says, are guilty unto hellfire. Whoever would seek comfort, those who would not teach you all the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says, shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. You must discern that the wicked, my brothers and sisters, did you hear me? That the wicked have been those who have made it their business, their avocation, their profession, to fatally flatter the masses. That they not seek the fullness of the will of Yah, but become comfortable. My brothers and sisters, not after what pleases Yah. But the folly, my brothers and sisters, it works only the works of a devil. Deviant standards, after which the Most High cannot be pleased, because he will not sign his name, nor will he confirm anyone who, my brothers and sisters, does not seek to conform, or will not seek all his will with perfect fidelity. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern that if we really want to believe that all the variant contradictions and travesties we see in this world are the work of the Holy Spirit, or do you believe this is acceptable unto Yah because you think you walk a little bit wiser or more, you think steadfastly than another. My brothers and sisters, woe to those whose pride prevents them from discerning the greater will of Yah. For many a day, because they've not seen all the Most High has declared under viability before him, our brothers and sisters are satisfied with so much less. For the Most High, my brothers and sisters, I can tell you would reveal so much more, but he told me these words are precious. And only for the most humble soul. Like I say, people rely upon their camps. Did you not discern, my brothers and sisters, what I was telling you before? That your camps will not be able to survive in the day that Messiah shall reprove them all. Like I say, Messiah himself comes to restore the covenant, meaning that the varying ideals that men have today, and because he will reconcile all men unto himself who are faithful. It means that what men thought was a covenant, not looking for that perfect reconciliation he brings and presuming themselves wise before the time. Brothers and sisters, men have believed that they were saved after the misconceit of this present world and its lawlessness only because they've been deceived by it. Our brothers and sisters, long ago, as it occurred, what the scriptures prophesied. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures prophesied in the book of Amos, prophesied in the book of Micah, prophesied in Micah 24. So many times, my brothers and sisters, relating that, man, undergo a time where they would seek the true word, the pure word of the Most High, and would not find it. A rise of false prophets declaring less than sufficient, acceptable testimony. Many satisfied and deceived by so much less because somebody wore a priest's collar. Or pastors. Whatever all it is they wear behind their unscrupulous pulpits. Well, my brothers and sisters, so many have been deceived by those who have taken the name of the Most High that they seek to be associated with the Most High after some of the standards with which the Most High is not pleased. How shall men consider that my brothers and sisters such as this is a covenant? It can never be. Most High will not give his name, my brothers and sisters, anything that is refined by anything or anyone less than himself. Blessed they will understand this. Blessed they will understand that man walks after himself, even after the will of another man, till he is guided by Yah. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. Man, my brothers and sisters, must give of himself to the identity that he is within. And the identity, my brothers and sisters, he was opposed and is seen on the surface. Mind, body, heart, soul, my brothers and sisters, all reconciled true to the will of Yah. That none, my brothers and sisters, by his character is deceived. So much more to understand, my brothers and sisters. Most High told me, beyond all that I see and all that men see, there's another dimension of righteousness still yet to be seen. Till we see all the Most High has envisioned and spoken, he told me we must keep looking. And most, my brothers and sisters, have not even known what they should look for, but the ruler, the scripture said in advance, would never tell you. On my website, hiddengospel.com, I'm telling you now, there are articles like the Secret City Prophecies. You must have. Not knowing what is to be expected, my brothers and sisters, is to have fallen short of the faith. An article called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. The scripture says, all who died and do not remember this in Isaiah 46 are all counted as transgressors. For how shall they walk rightly, not remembering what indeed is the plan of Yah? Not discerning, my brothers and sisters, even to expect him who will judge mankind according to all that is divine pleasure. Blessed are they who will discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek the surety that only will come when he has appeared and spoken to mankind according to all that the Most High declared is his righteousness, divine righteousness from the beginning. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to awaken beyond all this mass misconceived. Like I said, we're told not to take the Most High, the name of the Most High, associated with any man's vanity. How shall we discern beyond the false prophets but that we seek the Most High for all that he declares by his Spirit, even by the Spirit of prophecy? That we consider all things the Most High has declared, that we not be foolish but be found and made wise. We're told not to lean to our own understanding. We must discern what it meant, my brothers and sisters, when it says, scripture says of Abraham, he believed Yah, and it was counted him for righteousness. He was called the friend of Yah. Abraham, my brothers and sisters, did not presume himself wise. He was told, and he believed, and he sought the Most High diligently, that it might be discerned what attains the promise. Yes, I said that he attained what attains to the promise. He was told to walk perfectly, seeking perfectly the perfect will of Yah. And he said that would be a blessing unto his children, even a blessing unto all nations. How many of my brothers and sisters discern that the only way that all they who would be called the children of Abraham may be made one is that each one must seek beyond himself, seeking first for the cause of Yah? Yes, for the cause of Yah. What is for the greater good of his brother. Messiah said, for their sakes I am sanctifying myself. How many discern, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah was willing to give his very life that his people discern a need to seek righteousness beyond their rulers? For the rulers who persecuted him by no means could be called wise. and the people discerning. And they've been subject to unscrupulous rulers. Ask, what then shall we do? He said, be baptized, every one of you. Oh, how many understand? It means he said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua. They didn't call him a Christ back then, my brothers and sisters. They called him the Kurdi, the righteous one, the respected one whose righteousness exceeds all your rulers. He said, be baptized in his name, unto all that is his, seeking all that is his authority. Seeking to be cleansed of all the unrighteousness of those who did not discern righteousness. For the remission of sins, how about, my brothers and sisters, casting off all false allegiances, every fallen standard? He says you should receive the Holy Spirit, the testimony, my brothers and sisters, of holiness that the rulers would not teach. Did you hear me? Receive the testimony in holiness that the rulers would not teach. For it's the exceeding word the rulers would not speak that sets men free. And without that exceeding testimony, my brothers and sisters, every man is subject to worldliness, constraints after the ideals of men. In fact, my brothers and sisters, till you discern that you need wisdom beyond what men would speak, the misrule of men has still been a god to you. Till you discern the truth that the scripture said in advance, the whole world and the world that would not speak, you are yet in bondage to the misconceits of man. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who indeed will know it. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will open their minds and hearts to receive the truth that rare few, my brothers and sisters, ever find. For the multitude of false prophets teaching fallen, false, foolish, fleshly, lesser standards have been an obstacle against the awakening of the minds. It's time to hear the gospel, my brothers and sisters, the word from on high, beyond all the nations, that opens the eyes of the blind. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, again, we must open our hearts to receive the law of the Most High and the instruction of the Most High by faith, knowing that there's an absolution and a peace to be found in it only when we transcend ourselves. Like I said, the Apostle Shaul said, many had the law but did not seek it by faith. He says, my greatest desire for my people, Israel, is that they might be saved. How about my brothers and sisters made one in all the misconceits of man? He says, blindness in part has befallen Israel while scattered among the nations until the times of the Gentiles shall come to an end. That's what it really means, my brothers and sisters, at 11:25-27, Romans. It says, the deliverer, remember the promise, and discern this mystery that many have not discerned, that righteousness, my brothers and sisters, will not be according to the various standards of the Gentiles. A deliverer will come out of Zion. And he said, we shall all then have the same covenant when he returns to turn men away from all their transgressions, all their sins, all their misallegiances. And that, my brothers and sisters, according to Isaiah 59:19-21, according to Romans also 11:25-27, is to those who return from every pattern of transgression. Let us understand the baptism of the Most High is not under the preservation of the false conceits of this world, but my brothers and sisters, unto discerning beyond all double-mindedness, we all be single-minded, focused as one, petitioning the Most High for the fullness of his will, speaking in his name, my brothers and sisters, as one understanding, no divisions among us, for all such divisions are the work of a carnal mind. If we read 1 Corinthians, it tells us that our faith should not be in the mere eloquence of men, but the power of Yah. That means we must hear from him, even by the Spirit that teaches all things. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand. For we are already told that whoever would defile the temple, whoever would walk after the conceit seeming wise in his own heart, Yah will destroy it. whoever defile the testimony. If any man consider himself wise in this world, he said, let him consider himself a fool. If any man consider himself wise in the verse 2, seeming wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. As I said before, if we understand Isaiah 4:1-5 in its right context, we understand him unto whom these scriptures speak, according to what is in Isaiah 44:20-45:6, really out to the 46th chapter 13th verse. We understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has promised he would send one before whom he'd make all the crooked paths straight. In other words, wherever man will seek to mislead, he shall show them the way. He show him the way that he may show the way to all his people. A true shepherd, my brothers and sisters, who will show man beyond all those who would deceive, who would establish his people upon a firm foundation. But my brothers and sisters, so few have discerned the prophecies concerning the one at Isaiah 44:45, 40, 41, 43, all out to 66th chapter, who it is that the early church knew to expect. Read Isaiah 40, it talks about one saying, comfort ye, O my people. Same thing, repent ye, O my people, for the kingdom of Yah is at hand. But prepare for the kingdom of one. Talks about the appearing, my brothers and sisters, one called the righteous, one likened to the rising sun, who casts out all the darkness, who reveals the light the world would obscure. How many, my brothers and sisters, will understand that this one comes to expose so much of what men call light to still yet be the ways of darkness? How many will discern, my brothers and sisters, who that one is, so they discern what it means? What is Zechariah 6:12? Zechariah 3:8? Who that one is called the branch, the written offspring of David, the bright morning star. My brothers and sisters, one, since we understand Zechariah was a post-exilic prophet, he spoke of one who must return, who had come already before even Zechariah, who would return even in the last days. My brothers and sisters, we gather people under true righteousness, that we discern. I know, amazing as it may sound to many of you, who would gather his people as he gathered them before out of Babylon, this time out of where before out of a Babylon East, the second latter days out of a Babylon West. How many will understand then, my brothers and sisters, that according to prophecy, even Isaiah, this is not merely the second appearing of the Savior, but the third? How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, this is what the ancients always knew? How many will discern, according to Luke 1:78, that the father of the one called Yohanan, when it comes to the spirit and power of Elijah, spoke of Messiah as the one called the day spring from on high, the morning star, sunrise in some text. Who was it that they knew would return, my brothers and sisters? When they talk about the one who, the birth of Yohanan, the one they call John, heralded the coming of Yeshua. There's no other way to see it, my brothers and sisters. We must discern who Messiah said he is when he said he's the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. We must understand who he is when he said, whoever would add or take away from this word, therefore, takes away his eternal life and adds to himself the curses that are written in the book. Blessed are they who will understand then, my brothers and sisters, who it is the scripture spoke of when it says, blessed are they who do his commandments, who keep his instructions. They may have a right to truth, to the tree of life, but none else is welcome. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, like I said, 2 Thessalonians says, after the intrusions of the powers of perdition, the principalities and powers of this world, not founded upon the word, the pure word of Yah, the polytheist nations of this world that must be overcome. He says, they who, my brothers and sisters, discern that they must discern beyond all these arrogant, unjust constraints. My brothers and sisters, it's these who will prepare rightly for him who exposes the words of the wicked. 14:5, Isaiah says, the wicked are the scepter of the rulers. Blessed they will understand that nothing after the intrusions of the mind of the flesh It's to be called a covenant before the Most High. What does it mean when it says the grass withers, the flower fades, and all flesh? How about all the conceits of man as the flesh, like a drop in a bucket? You ever try to pour a drop out of a bucket, my brothers and sisters? Worthless for the Most High. For he will not receive as worthy unto himself a tainted thing. Blessed are they who will seek all his will. Isaiah 50 says, Messiah himself will come saying these words. In fact, the Most High has declared, whoever among you has not this word of light, this invariant word from on high, let him trust in him who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved by his Elohim, one who declares all that is his conscience, for all the precepts of his righteousness supreme from the Most High. And Messiah himself will come forth, says, if you walk after the sparks that you have kindled, in other words, the unrighteousness seeming wiser than the men, he says, this you have in my hands, you shall lie down in sorrow. My brother says, Messiah never gave his life that men worship vanities. He never gave his life that men worship a lie. But the men come to the knowledge of the truth, and woe to those who stand as an obstacle against that truth. Let me tell you something. Whoever will corrupt the holy words to bring men down to their own comfort zone and level, seeking the men esteem, where men seek respect, not giving full due honor to the Most High, not seeking the fullness of his will, is an enemy of both Yah and men. Let no man be deceived. Woe to the soul who will seek what appeases his own agenda and will cause others to walk in an errant way. And I know I hear many speak of pastors who make things easy to understand. They say, oh, wow. My brothers and sisters, there's fundamental truth that the scripture said in advance that none will understand Messiah because they had not had that word, line upon line, precept upon precept, measuring line to the plummet. True. So all this divine edict. I will tell you now, there are many things that I would say to you, but unless you're willing to seek with faith the articles on the website that I spoke to you, articles like the Secret City Prophecy, the Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, Tribulation 7365 AD, unless you're willing to discern the precepts that are there, true to all the Most High has declared in advance in the Law and the Prophets, unless you're willing to seek those things, my brothers and sisters, there's so much I would say to you that you will not comprehend. Isaiah 28 says Messiah comes with a message that's difficult for men to understand lest they had seek diligently the will of Yah. The book of Enoch, we're going to talk about that in a minute, says, blessed are you if you're capable of comprehending the elect one. And I want to read some of that scripture because it's very powerful. To transform the mind and heart for those who are willing to understand. Saying that not all will comprehend. Even declaring, my brothers and sisters, those who walk after the ruler certainly would not. Revelation 14 talks about a song that only those who have the name of the Father written on their brows shall understand. Who have a word, my brothers and sisters, in their minds and heart, a law written upon their minds and heart by the Most High himself, that they were governed by him unto his understanding. He says, only those, my brothers and sisters, who follow the Lamb wherever he leads, who have his name of the Father written upon their brows, will comprehend to learn and discern that song. Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 26 has much, and 27 has much contained in that song. It's called the Song of Moshe and the Song of the Lamb. Deuteronomy 32, need to examine closely. Because the wise who follow the Most High in that day will admonish all the nations not to fall after the snares that Israel for so many years has. Admonish the nations, my brothers and sisters, to become wise, even as those elect and found true will discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to become in all things steadfast. Like I said, a lot of folks say pastors make these things, some things seem so easy. Well, brothers and sisters, are you so sure that they've taught you all you need to know? Some things, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has declared. In fact, the book of Second Peter 3:14 through 18 says there's a lot of things that the apostle Shaul said. Difficult to understand that the wicked and ignorant, those who are lawless and don't have enough foundation, who tend to ignore rather than see the truth, shall pervert, twist, not understand, even as they do with the other scripture, that they follow the error of the lawless. How many of you, my brothers and sisters, would discern the need to be very diligent to understand? I can tell you that the words that are written on my website are foundation to understanding much. Blessed are they who understand the grace of the Most High is His gift that you might discern His law, His instruction, beyond all the misconceits and misadministrations of man. The grace of Yah reveals divine law. But my brothers and sisters, you're not under divine law. Whose law are you under? And do you dare to believe that discerns the light of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that the darkness should still have dominion over you? My brothers and sisters, many just will have to realize they never seen the light. And by the grace of Yah and the favor of Yah, will many discern, my brothers and sisters, need to seek beyond all that they see. The Messiah, the scripture says, will not judge after what his eyes see, nor what his ears hear, and with the breath of his lips, the testimony of his mouth, shall he slay, expose every lawless standard. And when every obstacle is removed, then shall knowledge of the Most High cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. For many have they, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations misleading people 45,000 ways. When scripture says, according to the multitude of them, so have they lied against him. They've transgressed the law, broken the everlasting covenant, yet they say, O our God, we know thee. So he'll come as a ravenous bird, an eagle, swift, my brothers and sisters, to perform all that is divine pleasure against the house of the Most High. For men have said they know them, they know him, but have not discerned that judgment begins at the house of Yah. For they've set up kings, but not by him. And if so many times the greater word of the Most High were given, they would consider it a strange thing. Please read Hosea 7 and 8 and understand. Compare it Isaiah 44, 20 through 46 and 13. Understand. I pray the Most High will grant wisdom to those who prove themselves most diligent. For only those who are most diligent are proven worthy to be called His disciples. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Messiah gave His life. That hearts might in all things be true, discerning a need to seek beyond the various rulers of this world. Or dare men believe that they should be reconciled unto the Most High after all those who speak after His name differently? Discern, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has already confirmed from the very beginning one out of the tribe of Judah, a lawgiver. Look at the book of Genesis. 49th chapter, 1st, then 8th and 12th verse. A lawgiver out of the tribe of Judah who appears in the last days. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the son of woman. One who says from the body, my mother, has he made mention of my name to bring his people back to him, to reveal his glory. Certain the thoughts and intents of the heart. Declare what indeed is the salvation of Yah even to the ends of the earth. Read Isaiah 49 and understand. Hebrews 12 and understand. As I said before, my brother says, woe to those who beguile the people not to perceive. For they who are double-minded, the scripture already says, those who are double-minded after this world, could not be truly his disciples. Never exceeding the status quo, they have not revered the Most High. Beguiled to exalt all manner of unrighteousness, not knowing all righteousness, or not seeking all righteousness that they might serve Yah. I would like to read something to you. I think we have just enough time. The Book of Enoch. I'm reading here from the Lawrence translation. I'd like to relate to you why there's a need, my brothers and sisters, to seek beyond self. Why there's a need, my brothers and sisters, to seek beyond the various rulers of this world. Enoch, the Book of Enoch, chapter 61. And it's filled with scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that, and quite frankly, there's testimony in your King James Version that it is related, even in the context of those who are disciples of Messiah, in the context of their words, if you know where they got certain ideas from, you discern the validity of the Book of Enoch that was definitely considered canonical in the time of Messiah. It's definitely one of the books that they read. I can only tell you that you lack some of the insight that the early church had if you are without this book called the Book of Enoch. The Bible mentions other books like Jasher, my brothers and sisters, and others. It's good to have the testimony that the early church had, that you might discern things, my brothers and sisters, from the vantage point that they knew. The Book of Enoch, my brothers and sisters, is not to be overlooked. Why would you overlook the book of one whom the Most High said, or the testimony concerning him, relates his righteousness such that the Most High took him? Enoch chapter 61. Thus the Most High commanded the kings, the princes, the exalted, and those who dwell on earth, open your eyes, lift up your horns. If you are capable of comprehending the elect one. Why did it say this? My brothers and sisters, many say that they are wise because they comprehend the ideals of their variant social misorientations in this world. It's already said those who are double-minded after the rules of this world, not discerning the need to seek more, are not worthy of the Most High as their instructor. Think about it. If he said you must seek beyond the provocations of the nations, it already said the Messiah will reprove all your leaders. It is double-minded to believe that what your leaders have told you is all you need to know. Or if you believe all you need to know is taught by your leaders, my brothers and sisters, they have become gods to you. And it's time to discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to prepare for the testimony of him who brings to remembrance all things. So it says, lift up your eyes, lift up your horns, if you're capable of comprehending the elect one. Isaiah 28, as I told you before, says Messiah comes with a speech difficult for many to understand, a testimony difficult to understand unless they had certain precepts already in mind that the leaders would not tell. Isaiah 41 talks about these leaders because they're not able to declare the testimony of the Most High true to the foundation, the Most High declared eternal. They'll be called ungodly men. He says, the scripture says, they shall be trodden down like mortar as the potter treads clay. Because none of them is able to give a solution relative to what the Most High declared from the beginning. Because all their kingdoms and thrones have been established after a fallen standard, not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning. All of them have been blinded. So as behold, it says, behold my servant, my elect one whom my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the nations. I shall wait for his law. I say, my brothers and sisters, the resurgence and remembrance of his conscience in the earth, beyond every fallen standard that men have been blinded to exalt. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. In that day it will discern that the kings, the princes, the exalted, and those who dwell on earth, those who possess it, and strain the resources of it, and abuse the world and they that dwell therein. It should be discerned in that day, my brothers and sisters, that the injustice that they taught the masses and they compelled the people not to realize is unjust was not of the spirit of Yah. So it says, the double-minded man, let him not think he received anything from Yah. Well, those who will be rulers to maintain the constraints of worldly infirmity, how shall they ever be made in all things before Yah one? They said they saw the Lord of spirits. This one time he's speaking the Most High who sat upon the throne of his glory. And it says the spirit of righteousness, meaning divine discretion. Discretion relative, did you hear me? If the word of Yah, all that is the word of Yah, is living and sharper than a two-edged sword, able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. When it says righteousness is poured upon him, it means a desire to do all that is divine will and discretion unto the fullness of that will is poured upon out over him. Yah, therefore, then, my brothers and sisters, assuring that the righteous one should judge according to the remembrance of all that is divine pleasure, true and just to all that pleases Yah. This is the promise of Yah, as I said before, to know what is said and not know why it is said. Why it is said is missed the point. Scripture says, the word of his mouth shall destroy all the sinners and all the ungodly. How about all the ungodly ways of this earth? The book of Jude said we must contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. The Messiah will come to convince all the unrighteous and all the ungodly against all, every ungodly word that they have spoken. Isaiah 11 says here, with the breath of his mouth shall he, or the testimony of his lips shall he slay the wicked. 2 Thessalonians confirms that truth. Revelation 19 chapter said, out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword and a rod like iron, brothers and sisters. After a rod of iron. Strong discipline, unflinching discipline, should discipline all the nations. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hebrews 4:12, the word of Yah is living and sharper than a two-edged sword. Discerning the thoughts and intents, the motives of every heart. That's what's also written, my brothers and sisters, in Revelation 2:23. Says he will search out the reins. How about, my brothers and sisters, what guides? What leads? My mind and heart of men to discern or perceive, act, react as they do. He will discern the secret intents and motivations of every heart, whether men be true to Yah in all things or not. All that are the motives and intents of those not singly under Yah shall be exposed. That no unstable, destabilizing influence, nothing that would harm them who would seek the perfect path, shall remain among the people. Blessed they will understand that the remnant of Israel shall speak no lies, do no iniquity, and they will have none among them to harm them. Talk about Zephaniah 3:13. After Messiah has appeared to that city, the scripture speaks of 2:15-3:6. The righteous Lord, my brothers and sisters, in the midst of the city, declaring righteousness that shall not fail. But the wicked, my brothers and sisters, far from righteousness, disrespecting a word that must be referenced. Scripture says they would not reveal or discern their shame. He says, in the day, however, of judgment, say all the kings, again, he's talking about the kings, the princes, the exalted, and those who possess the earth, who possess the land, shall stand up, behold, and perceive when he is sitting on the throne of his honor and glory. Remember Revelation 6, it says, when the king sits upon the throne, they will all be running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne. For the day of his wrath has come. And who should be able to stand? In that day, my brothers and sisters, men will discern beyond the rulers what it is to praise Yah. And they will discern that watching and waiting for him is not after the very ideas of there's so many. Far from enfranchised rulers. They will discern in that day that this one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, is called his elect. Shall judge not only the saints, my brothers and sisters, but surely also the wicked. And all shall be judged by the righteous the Most High has given in him. And it said, be certain in that day that nothing which shall be spoken before him shall be spoken in vain. No man should be able to speak any lie before him and not go detected. I said, no one will be able to speak a lie or an excuse before him with an alternate intent. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, go undetected. Oh, if I had time to tell you about having something I had to go through years ago, very beginning of anointing time, something called the sword room. If I have time, after reading these verses to you, I'll clue you in on it. Well, my brothers and sisters, I will tell you something like that every soul is going to have to endure. For only those, my brothers and sisters, who in all things are proven, having a love for Yah, desiring to see all His will made manifest, they alone. They alone, my brothers and sisters, being instructed. They alone showing a true love for the truth. They alone, my brothers and sisters, desiring all that is divine will according to all the Most High declared. They alone shall receive His holy name, even the eternal name by which they might live. The eternal name, my brothers and sisters, by which they might be preserved in the day of great wrath. It says, nothing shall be spoken before Him and spoken in vain. Scripture says, trouble shall come upon them, your rulers, as upon a woman in travail, whose labor is severe, desiring to be delivered. And when a child comes to the mouth of the womb, she finds it difficult to bring forth. In other words, at the neck of deliverance, but not finding it. Well, my brothers and sisters, this is will be the frustration of those who come to the brink of salvation and find they are not allowed to enter. So one portion of them, talk about your kings, your princes, your rulers, your pastors, your rabbis. Yes, my brothers and sisters, all of them who would not speak the whole of truth, whole knowledge of the truth, that Yah would otherwise reveal. So one portion of them shall look upon the other, and they shall be astonished and shall become humble in their countenance, and trouble and discomfiture shall seize them when they shall behold this son of woman, this wombed man. If you get my point, son of wombed man, son of woman. That's what woman was. That's what son of woman means. Or, if you will, woman relates wombed man. It says in the book of Enoch, and trouble shall seize them when they shall behold this son of woman, son of wombed man, sitting upon the throne of His glory. What else does that imply? But this is the one who comes forth saying, the Most High has called him unto this purpose, and from the body of his mother, from the womb then of his mother, as the Most High made mention of his name, meaning from the very birth he is called to this purpose. In fact, my brothers and sisters, one is born with the name of the Most High to consecrate others under the fruition of what the Most High has declared. Because without question, my brothers and sisters, I said without question, this one was born with the oath of the Most High upon him. He indeed, then, my brothers and sisters, the one the book of Enoch calls the heir of righteousness, unto whom righteousness belongs. The one whom the Most High said, born in this world, the Most High would surely show his righteousness, that others, my brothers and sisters, might discern the same. So then shall the kings, the princes, and those who possess the earth glorify him who has dominion over all things, the inheritor of the mountains, the kingdom of the Most High. Him who was concealed, read Isaiah 49 in your NASB, said about the one who was hid. Read Isaiah 45 concerning the one who Scripture says, well, if they translated right, it says him who was hid. One who from Isaiah 41 says, from the north and rising sun, the word is north there is concealed. One who concealed, my brothers and sisters, the light the world would obscure, that will expose, my brothers and sisters, and cast aside all the wicked who deny you that light, that knowledge shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, and men shall again discern what is righteousness. It says, from the beginning, this Son of Man existed in secret. Please read Isaiah 48 through 49. He is the one, my brothers and sisters, the Most High reveals to whom He will. The one whom the Most High preserved in the presence of His power and authority, revealed that He revealed to His elect from the beginning, means that all that were the elect in the time Most High has appointed, all that were and have been His elect, knew to look forward to His appearing. Our brothers and sisters, that they always prepare, seeking the righteousness of Yah. Not only, my brothers and sisters, what is written upon the page, but my brothers and sisters seeking to discern what the Most High meant when He said it. I'm not saying, my brothers and sisters, they seek just the administrations of men, but seek beyond them. Messiah said, your righteousness must then exceed your leaders. You must repent, seek Yah, discern His will, for all the leaders would not tell you, else you shall not discern the kingdom of Yah. But this is the one for whom the elect over the course of ages have waited. And my brother says, those who did not know to await and seek him have not known the gospel, and have not known that the gospel is a word beyond all your leaders have spoken. Messiah himself, the king himself, returns to preach and bring remembrance of that word. The king himself returns to restore righteousness as of old. Blessed are they who discern that it is the anointed one who comes forth to speak, saying, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings, the whole word, the supreme word of the Most High, unto those who are meek to hear, to open the eyes of those who the leaders are blinded, to bind up the brokenhearted of those who sense that the covenant has not been in all things true, and to release the captives, to discern the exceeding word. The word, my brothers and sisters, that the matrix of lies this world has created would never tell. But without that exceeding word, my brothers and sisters, the light must shine in the darkness. My brothers and sisters, all have been captive. The scripture says, he shall sow. I'm talking about Enoch 61, 11. I'm talking about in the Lawrence translation. Says he shall sow seed. How about enlighten? How about write the law of the Most High upon the minds and hearts of the congregation of the saints, those who are consecrated unto Yah, to seek his will beyond all else? He shall enlighten all the elect. He is the elect one who shows the path, my brothers and sisters, those who would walk it. He shall show forth, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace that even the so many who call the elect in his time had known not. He should show that path of brothers and those who are proven worthy, who being called of the Most High will prove faithful. And they shall stand together as one before the Most High because of the wisdom granted to them in that day. And it says again, all the kings and the princes and exalted those who are ruled over the earth shall fall down on their faces before him, shall worship him. My brothers and sisters, of none else but the Messiah is this mentioned. For he bears the name of the Most High from birth, and he was with the Most High unto the consecration of divine will from the very beginning. Please compare Isaiah 45:14 to 46:13 and understand who that one called occurred either. But in your King James, is Cyrus, heaven help us. They didn't want you to know that the early church was not called Christians. They were called Kurdishania. That's one called the Kurdi. And that one they put in your King James Version, they called Cyrus. Well, his kingdom was called Kurdistan for a reason. Must discern, my brothers and sisters, Kur, Sun, Tishrai, Shah, King. Early believers look for the return of that one who expose all the unrighteousness of the rulers. The one called the King of the East, who Messiah himself is. Please read Revelation 16:12-21 and understand. At the 14th verse, 13th verse, it says, they shall fix their hopes on this Son of Man, hoping that through him they might be exonerated. They shall pray to him and petition him for mercy. Again, Isaiah 45:14-15. And then shall the Lord of Spirits, after the Spirit of the Most High that is appointed this anointed one, who is also called the Lord of Spirits. He was with Yah. Hasten to expel them from his presence. Why? Because all the arguments they would bring, it says Isaiah 41:21-42:4, have been nonsensical. He shall hasten to expel them from his presence. Their faces, I'm talking about all you kings, your leaders, who would not uphold the fullness of truth, shall be full of confusion, consternation. All my brothers and sisters, when they behold their hopelessness, their face shall be darkness forever, or their faces shall darkness cover. And my brothers and sisters, the faithful ones of Yah shall take them to punishment, that vengeance may be inflicted on those who have oppressed his children and his elect, who have sought to constrain the minds of those who would seek the truth. And they shall become an example. Your leaders, my brothers and sisters, shall become an example. What comes upon those who resist the will of Yah, or would act as an obstacle against discerning his will, who would fatally flatter the people not to reveal the Most High, for every manner of doctrine that compels men not to discern the greater truth of Yah is the enemy that must be overcome. Blessed are those who discern the truth beyond all vanity, my brothers and sisters. It says, in these false rulers, they shall come an example to the saints and his elect. Isaiah 66 says, they shall look upon the worms of those whose coals, who upon them the coals do not cease burning. Our brothers and sisters, blessed are they who escape the wrath of Yah that is to come, because they truly seek him. And the scripture says, and through them, or through their destruction, shall the saints then be made joyful, glad. In other words, no more obstacles, my brothers and sisters, that they might be joyful, rejoiced as one. For the anger of the Lord of spirits has rested upon the unrighteous. Then the sword of the Most High shall be made drunk with their blood. For the saints and the elect shall be safe.
How about 90 those who consecrate
unto Yah should be safe in that day? Those in the Most High has chosen and proven, because they have proven faithful, shall be safe in the day. Nor shall the face of sinners and the other ungodly shall they thenceforward behold. Meaning there should be no one to dissuade. I would say quickly, I don't have much time. 17th verse. It says, and with this Son of Man, the man shall they dwell, eat, lie down, and rise up forever and ever. John 12:34 say, we've heard that the Messiah will remain with us forever. He says the Lord of Spirits shall remain over them. Covenant shall not depart from their mouths in 59:19-21. The disciples of Messiah asked the question, we have heard the Messiah will remain with us forever. How say thou this? That the Son of Man must be lifted up. Say, who is this Son of Man? It is this Son of Man with whom they must dwell, eat, lie down, and rise up forever and ever. All my brothers and sisters, discern the validity of all these words that must be yet understood. Wish I had time to complete the rest of it. But my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, I thank the Most High every year that he brings near.
Thank
you all for listening. And under his might, honor, and praise always, hallelujah! And I thank you all again, as I do, for listening.